Yo, 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 what's up, people of the podcast world? I just wanted to give a quick intro to Welcome to the Jungle. This is actually our second episode. However, the first episode got lost in translation somewhere, but, you know, we had to still give it to you. So, this is me and Tristan. We cover quite a lot of topics in this podcast. I hope you tune in next week. We're going to be dropping one every week. Well, that is at least the goal. And, you know, just keep supporting and keep listening. Thank you. I don't know, I'll skip the ad now.
Nikki is like going crazy right now. I don't know if you can keep it up with stuff, but it's like going crazy. Like her and Safari and Tyga and DJ Self and DJ Envy and so many different people involved.
Like they're beefing now or something.
But I don't know what happened.
They've been beefing. Wow.
Like Safari, like Nikki tried to expose Safari and expose DJ Self, and then you know who DJ Envy is, right?
Yeah.
He hopped in, but he was just defending Self because, you know, him and DJ Self are cool. He was just saying, well, I was watching his thing. He was like, Nikki was talking about bringing goons up there to check Self. And it's like, you're not finna bring no goons up here just because somebody's opinion. Like, he didn't do anything physically to you.
Yeah, he said,
I like Cardi's album better than yours. You gonna bring some goons up here because he said that? It was like, man, we ain't playing no Nicki Minaj records. Like, no other DJ up in here playing Nicki Minaj records because you're not finna send some goons at a DJ. And so then, like, Erica Mila got involved. Because, you know, her and Envy had something going on, which I didn't know about until, like, maybe, like, a few months ago. I don't blame Envy at all. But Envy's wife is bad, too. And I see Erica Mena, I'm like, well, she's also bad. They kind of look a little similar. So Envy clearly got a type.
That's...
And then when she got involved, I was like, bro, what is going on? This is too much drama. And this dude, Mari, going to invite Nikki and Safari to his show for a lie detector test. I said, yo, this dude.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I think some of that, though, is more just trying to market the new album that's coming out.
But, you know, Safari brought that up. It was like, you already trying to, you know, you caused all this drama for your first week sales.
Yeah, like that's, well, that's.
But you're right, I don't respect Nikki in her first week sales.
Really?
Because, no, I don't respect Nikki, right? Because, like, she dropped her album, right? And I hear that she's editing it. Like,
what do you mean?
She tweeted like, oh, I'm gonna go back and change the verse. I don't like how I did this, or I'm gonna change the hook, or I didn't do the beat justice. I'm gonna go back. I said, you can't do that. I said, I'm all for you like switching like audio stuff or something like that. Like, for Pablo, he switched like, you know, like background chorus, you know, background like chorus people singing and stuff like that. But nothing like he redid a whole
track,
like Drake added some little extra stuff or up vocals and stuff like that. Travis did that, but like you talking about redoing verses, I said that disqualifies you from album of the year. I said because you can't listen to people's critiques about the album
and then
go back and fix it. That's not how that works.
But maybe it's like, maybe it might be a new trend that becomes a thing, like to
right. But when you do that, it's just disqualify you for what you call. I'm okay with you. Oh, the audio got messed up on this. We did it, you know what I'm saying? Because the music, so like that whole process, like it's getting quicker and quicker. It's quicker and quicker. Mistakes kind of happen more. So I'm okay with you going back and fixing stuff like that. But you tell me you're gonna do a whole verse over because you didn't do the beat justice. Lets me think that you listen to people's critiques.
Yeah, and was like, all right, cool. I gotta go. Right. Yeah. Oh, there's something like that. Yeah.
I'm
like,
then no, I'm for the fans. That's happy. It's good for them that she's gonna redo that. But you can't be up for album of the year and sit there and redid your song. Like, I'm sure if Drake could redo Views, he'd be doing a lot of stuff differently. If he could redo, you know, like, that's why.
You think he wasn't happy with Views then?
Yeah. I think he was happy. Like another thing I was telling you, like, Drake's happy about the success of Views. Another part of Drake is he cares about his legacy. He cares about where he stands in music. So, yeah. So, when you look at how Views were, like talked about, it wasn't how, like, if you look at how his peers' music was talked about, he wasn't getting that same type of love. I know that irked him a lot. And then I remember him talking like Views. He was like angry. He wasn't in a good place. And he was just rapping bad. And he didn't even want to put the rap songs on there. But he did it because he knew the fans wanted it. And I was like, well, see, don't do that. You know, just put what you like. That's why I was like, that's what Drake messes up. Just stop worrying about what we're going to do. You're the biggest artist in the world. You could put out 5 songs just you going, yeah. And you know what? They're going to listen.
Yeah, they probably will, but I think because he's so big though, if he did something like that where it was just kind of like basically whack, Like, people would listen, but it wouldn't, but you would be like, all right.
But my thing is, you gotta take that step, is what I'm saying. Like, you gotta be like, not, I'm not saying don't make whack music, but make what you wanna make.
That, to be honest, that's how Drake got big in the first place, because Drake was came with like a different sound to what hip hop was when he first came out.
Just make what you want, like.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, if you look at like hip hop, you think Kendrick looked at where hip hop was and said, you know what, hip hop really needs a jazz, Negro spiritual album. Mm. That's what we need right now. No, he didn't look at this like, I think at the time, like No Flex Zone.
Rich,
I don't know, like Future was going crazy with commas and all that. It didn't, Kendrick dropped the Pimp a Butterfly. It's totally different than any other thing.
Yeah, that whole thing. That, yeah.
And it's like, you know, he took a chance. It's like, this is what I want y'all to hear. I'm not making stuff for y'all to, you know, like what everybody else is sounding like or stuff like that. I'm making what I want y'all to hear. And it was a great album. Like, you got, Drake don't take chances. Like, I see, because, like, to J. Cole dropped For Your Eyes.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, received well, you know, by everyone, you know, besides, like, people, not his fans.
Yeah.
It was born. But Cole took that chance and put it out. Like, you got to take a risk. Like, Drake he's too worried about being popular.
What's your interesting thing of the week this week?
Oh, the interesting thing of the week.
Yeah.
Man, you know, I was thinking about this the other day. And I was like, yesterday? And I was like, really thinking, like, what's going to be my interesting thing to talk about? I don't know if I got
anything. You haven't got one?
I don't really got anything. I was sitting there, I thought about something, but I couldn't remember what it was. I was like, it could be another yay thing. I was like, no, I don't want, because then it's just a yay topic every week, which I have no problem with.
Talking about yay. Because I was gonna text you this when I heard it first. But it was like, have you heard the track where Ye's talking about basically fucking
I don't know.
Like, there's like levels of like, okay, I like Ye when he gets like certain level of crazy, but there's sometimes it's just like.
But no, have you not seen a girl? This girl is really bad, and you see her sister and think,
okay, that's it.
Dang, her sister's bad. Now imagine a whole family of just bad sisters.
But it's like,
people are talking crazy. I'm like, Kendall is a supermodel. Like, you seen Kylie, you seen Courtney.
But I don't know, because maybe because the other sisters, apart from obviously the older ones, like, they still seem so young. Like, they still seem young and innocent.
Right, yeah.
Like, but they just seem so young. It's like, chill, Kanye. Like,
Kylie 21, Kendall's like,
I mean, yeah, they're all of age, but still, like.
I heard that. I was like, that's real. Because I would also do that. Like, I don't, like.
But wouldn't it, if you was like his, one of his stepsisters, wouldn't that make you feel weird?
Nah, I feel like people put too much faith in Ye's word. Alright, so what we hear is, I want to smash all four of my sisters. But what he just says, like, all of them are beautiful women. And that's what, like, so I feel like that's what they took. Like, I'm sure they heard that song before.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so I'm sure they was like, bad, we all bad bees, this and that. So like, I feel like that's how they took that ass. I don't think they took it as, like, Ye be, like, looking at them in the pool, like, yeah.
Maybe like some of that, like, subconsciously though.
Yeah,
like,
maybe subconsciously, but I'm sure we're gonna see a caption with Courtney posting it and saying, like, you know, saying, we need a bigger hat tub or something like that.
Yeah,
the only person I was worried about was Travis. I said, like, how does Travis take this? Like, you want to smash my baby mom? It's like, oh, they gotta go talk.
But like, I don't know. Maybe you just know Kanye, so you just kind of accept the craziness about it, because there's people like that in life where you just kind of like, no, they're kind of like crazy, so you just kind of take it as it is. Like, you don't really look too deep into it.
It's just funny, man.
Yeah,
I love that song, because it's like the scoopity whoop poop. He says that song. So like, I follow like a whole bunch of different Kanye like fans and stuff like that on Twitter, and so it's like we got the trilogy, because he started with the Lift Yourself song. That's where this whole scoopity poop thing started. Then he said it on Pusha T's song, What Would Meek Do? And now we got this one. It was like the trilogy.
It's almost
like the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. So we got the complete thing.
Of
him going scoopity poop.
I feel like that comes from like some Chicago slang, because I heard Chance. Have you heard Chance's song Angels?
Yeah.
Where it goes, how did it go? Woo-wop-de-bang, something like that. And it means, like it's Chicago slang or something. Like, maybe it might come from something like that.
I honestly thought he was just talking gibberish on the track. I thought maybe North had said that.
And then he just was like, all right.
And he was like,
scoop. I feel like Kanye does that sometimes, because he seems like the guy that would just sample, like, some noise that, like, a baby man.
Did I tell you about that song on his album, or him and Kid Cudi's album? It's called, like, Fourth Dimension.
No.
So the song, Fourth Dimension, is featuring, like, Louis Prima. And so apparently he's like a famous like 40s, 50s singer. And he has like a, so the people who handle his estate were saying that most people, when they get a sample cleared, is for, he has like a Christmas song. And most of the time people want to sample the Christmas song. That's kind of like what's most popular. It's like another song that some people go after. But the song that he, no, it's not the Christmas song. It's another song that he gets sampled. Ye sampled the Christmas song. And he said he's never ever,
I had that
yeah,
sample.
never ever had like a dude who's handling his estate say no one has ever asked for
For
that
that
sample.
song.
It was like usually they ask for, it's like one hit song dude had, I forgot his name of it. So usually they ask for that or another one. They never ask for that Christmas song. And it was like the interviewer was like, "Would you know?" He's like, "Yeah, I handle the estate. I mostly handle everyone that's getting clear. I've never." So he said either Ye has an encyclopedia of knowledge when it comes to music, or he has the best team in music for
Trying
you
to
to find
think
a
of everything.
1950s Christmas song to sample. And the sample is so,
Right,
it goes so crazy. And I was like, "Bro, this is amazing." And like,
I
how
need
is,
to play it. I'm gonna play it later.
yeah, how's like, how is Ye thinking of that? Like, that's right. I want to think that it's just his musical genius, but I'm sure it has to be a team of people.
It's probably a mix of both, honestly.
Yeah, and I think he said
Like,
that during the Jimmy Kimmel interview. I don't know if you watched that.
No, I haven't watched it, but I have
Yeah,
to.
and so he was talking about, like, they say, how was that process of you making the album? Oh, it was great, I just slept. So you just slept? He said, yeah, basically what happened was I have, like, a team of people, and I tell them what I want, and then they go do it. And then I took a nap and I come back and then we put all the pieces together.
And it's like boom.
And I was like, that's such an interesting way to make music. It's like, I'm just gonna tell y'all what I want each thing to sound like. And I was like, bro, first of all, if I can make music that way, I may need to get into this because I can sit here and tell you exactly how I want something to
So you
sound
want to be
like
like the next DJ Khaled,
that's what that's
basically.
which is what that sounded like when Ye told me that. When he was like, I just sit back and then I thought myself, I've seen him make beats too. So
Yeah,
he's
you
probably
see him
getting
make
like,
music,
yeah,
like.
he's probably like getting like samples and stuff collected. And
That's why I can respect Kanye more than DJ Khaled when it comes to
oh
like
yeah,
productions, like, because I
I know
know DJ
DJ
Khaled
Khaled
doesn't
doesn't
do
do
anything
anything
apart
apart
from
from
probably
probably
say,
say,
"I
"I
like
like
that."
that." Yeah, and DJ Khaled is just, oh, I really don't, like, he's fell off with me, like, as far as music. Like, me liking him is like decreased more and more and more. All right, there you go. Yeah, so you so all right, so you got an interesting thing. So what you got for today?
Okay, I was listening to a podcast, and it was about like starting up a church,
Okay.
and they were talking about different views, like theology of the church, like you know their thoughts on like gay marriage rights and things like that. But then like there's this one point where they were talking about they didn't believe women had equal rights in the church or anything like that. But then there was also this part. There's this church in Texas where it's like a mega church, and one of the ladies in the church, her husband was like abusing her, like I think like verbally and physically.
Okay.
So she went to the pastor, right, and said,
I thought she felt like mentally. I'm like, that's the worst type of abuse if he's doing that.
well,
Ooh, I
yeah,
break your mind, that's
that's
it.
different, yeah. But then, so like she went to the pastor, right, and told the pastor what's going on, like, oh, my husband's beating me up. Like, she's now suing the pastor now because she's saying that he said, "You told me to just pray and not go to the police." But like my thing is, it's like, okay, even if he did say that, right? Even if he said, "Don't go to the police, pray about it," why would you not use your like common sense and still call the police? Why are you suing this man because he said that?
Stupid.
Regardless, like I don't.
Stupid.
To me, that makes literally no
None at all. It's
sense.
like, okay, you went to your pastor. First of all, I don't know if you've talked to a lot of pastors, but their first thing is pray about
Pray
it.
about
Right. Yeah.
it.
Doc, I'm not feeling well. I mean, pastor, I'm not feeling well. Pray about it. I'm struggling in school. Pray about it. Like before they involve outside forces, when they talk to the Lord. Like, so you went to your pastor. You surprised he told you to
Is
pray
it?
about it? Then you gonna sue your pastor?
The thing is, I don't understand why she's suing him. Even if, okay, I guess if I was a pastor, I would have said pray about it, but then go to police also. Like,
Yeah, like
it,
you went to your pastor and he told you to pray about it, which I'm sure he was gonna
she's
tell you
gonna do
that.
anyway.
And then you went back, got beat again. It's like, well, you just told me to pray about it, and they gonna sue me?
Exactly. Right.
I'd be so mad. I would tell the Lord her. I said, honestly, you shouldn't be mad at me. Just talk to the Lord. I told you to pray about it. That was out my hands at that point. Exactly. What you sued me for? Whatever you told to the Lord, you should have did that. Like,
exactly, bro. So he had to resign as pastor.
Dumb dad. Like, oh my God.
That's
dumb.
What I'm saying. So
don't make me lose my job because you wouldn't be like exactly. That. But I'm blaming. Because at that point, you could do that for everybody. Oh, pastor, I'm not feeling well. Well, you know, just pray on it. Then, you know, like, I find out, like, I got the flu or something. Well, you just told me to pray about it. You didn't tell me to go to the doctor. Sue. Like, no. Like, you went to him to, like even, like with, like, Catholic church, like, when they do, like, their, like, confessions, like, this, you know, like, just pray, ten this, did that, are you good? Like, what do y'all expect them to do? Like, just at the end of the day, they're just the pastors. They're not.
It's just ridiculous. Like, I feel bad for the pastor just because he had to, like, use his job and all this.
Right.
Like, have to go to court and do all this other stuff. And all he said was, like, pray that he gets better, like, becomes a better man or whatever like that. Like, come on. Like, he was trying to help you.
Right, yeah. You were still. Oh, man. That made me so mad.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But I find, like I heard something, like, in America, they sue for pretty much
anything. Yeah, that's what my teacher just told me. You can sue anyone for anything. When you win, you can sue for anyone, but you can sue.
I heard some ridiculous things that people sued about. I can't remember right now, but.
Yes.
I'll find them again.
But I thought you were talking about ideology and stuff like that. Remember, I first been having this, like, the discussion about, like, abortion and stuff mm-hmm. like that. We have this discussion because
it's a hot topic right now.
Right. So my view on it, I have, like, a different, like, I'm okay with people who have an abortion. It's like, I'm not feeling like, oh, you're a murderer, this is this. But I always say, like, if I got a girl pregnant, I would tell her that, well, I want to keep it. And then, you know, of course, you know, all girls say, well, it's her body, this is and that. So she want to get rid of it. You know, she can. I said, well, that's not fair.
Yeah.
I said, but what if she don't want that baby? I said, okay, but I want the baby. It took two of us to make it. I said, so just give me 9 months, right? You just deliver it to me. And I'll take care of the kid. You don't even have to be in our lives. But I'm going to put you on child support. And they said, nah, Tristan, you can't do that. I said, what you mean? That's not right. She didn't even want the kid. Okay, now flip that. How many incidents have you seen where a guy didn't want a kid at all, told Shawty before, yo, I don't want kid, get abortion. She's like, I'm going to keep this kid. This is you're going to be a father. Then dude don't want to be a father, so he's not a father. What they do? Put him on child support. He paying $500 a month for a child he said he didn't want from the jump. And it's like, now he's resenting that kid. So my thing is the same thing. Give me my kid. I'm going to put you on child support. And everyone's like, nah, you can't do that. It's her body. So that's it. But it took two of us to make. So if you can use that excuse, I don't want it. I'm not ready for that. Then the guy should also use that excuse. It should be like, no, from the jump. If I tell you straight up, I don't want this kid. We got text messages. It's like, oh, I've recorded me telling you, I don't want this kid. I want you to get an abortion. I'll pay for it. This is it. You still say, no, I'm going to have this kid. Then you should be fully responsible for that kid. Because I told you from the jump to do this. And you're not going to put me on child support.
You know what's crazy? I was actually going to disagree with you. Like, not disagree with you, like, totally. But just, like, say, it's, like, even though it's her, why she just doesn't want to go for the whole, like, having a baby process. But then, like, when you made the point about you saying that I'm going to put her in child support, it's, like, it's true because, like, because I've been seeing a lot of things about, like, men's rights in the US, especially, like, it's not equal.
It's not.
Like, and it makes sense. Like, it's just what women do, like, all the time to men. Like,
yeah, it's just, exactly. That's all the same treatment. So if I tell you, I don't want this kid, then I'm telling you, I'm willing to pay for it, then all right, that should be that option then. But if you go ahead and have that kid, I shouldn't be responsible for sitting there. Like, if at the end I say, okay, you know, all right, fine, I'll do this. But I shouldn't have to be, like, $500 a month for a child. I told you repeatedly that I did not want to have. I told you I wasn't ready. I'm still staying with my mom. This and that. And you sat here saying, no, we're going to have this kid. Would you force my hand to raise something I wasn't ready to? So, I want the same rights for men then. I'm going to force your hand. You're going to give me this kid. And I'm going to take care of it, but you're going to pay me $500 a month, too. How about that? Like, I feel like that was just so silly, man. Like,
yeah, you're right. Can't even disagree. Maybe this is why we need a woman on the podcast.
Right.
To like balance.
So they can be mad. No, so they can be mad at me. They can be mad at me. No, that's silly. Just this is hot with me.
Yeah. Man.
The whole time. man, I just thought that was so crazy, and I thought, like, I saw something on Twitter, like Shawty was talking about, so she wanted her, like, she needed money for the kid, and the dude was like, well, I just gave you money. You know, it was like, but that had to go towards bills. It was like, no, that's for the kid. And it's like, people were, the girls in the comments was like, well, the money for the kid gotta have a place to stay, gotta have life, so this is this. And I'm like, see, but I'm not raising two children. You know, I'm right. not. I don't need to pay. You as the mother should have had your stuff together to where you could have, like, you know what I'm saying? It's both of us. So you need to have money for food and bills. And I am giving you money to support, you know, for his food, for his clothes, for his school supplies. Exactly. This isn't this. But I'm not giving you money to pay for your cable and Wi-Fi and stuff like that.
It's crazy. Like, I'm not going to name no names because I know, like, this is a true story. But, like, basically, two people, like, they had a baby together, and then they broke up, like, the relationship didn't work out, so the lady put the guy on child support and whatever. So she decided that she wanted to, like, move out of the state and go back to her mom, mm-hmm. like, California, something yeah. like that. So, like, so he's still paying child support, whatever, so he's paid his child support now, and then, like, they, but then, actually, just before all of that, though, the lady got the guy arrested because she smashed his phone. Like, for no reason, one day, she just smashed his phone. So, like, he got upset, and, like, he must have, like, grabbed her. But he didn't like, hit her, and he just grabbed her, but she obviously got shook.
Real quick in your story, I told my friend this. That I said, yo, if anything happens with me and a girl, just, I tell her, you can hit me. You can do whatever you want. But you start messing with my physical things, that phone did nothing to you but sit there and be a phone. Now, my car didn't do nothing but be a car. Do not touch that stuff, because then I won't hit you, but I swear on everything, I will throw something at you as hard as I can, and I won't stop until I hit you. Like, I said, I won't physically put my hand on you, but best believe a shoe and whatever else I can see is coming at you.
Like, why would you do it like that? That's what, and it made no sense. So obviously he got mad, because he was in the shower, just, you know, do the thing. So, like, and then they come back, the phone smashed. But then, so, like, he, like, grabbed her up on the wall, but he didn't, like, hear or anything, so he just kind of grabbed her up. So then, like, she got shook, she called the police or whatever, he had a warrant for something else, so he ended up getting arrested. So, he eventually got out, and then, like, so at this time, she's gone to California now, he's found out, but he's okay, because he's just, like, I just don't want to be around her right now. So, after all of that, now he's still paying child support, whatever, life goes on, but then, like, literally a couple of days after that, like, she's phoning him up and says, oh, I'm gonna need $50. And he's like, what for? Like, he's like, oh, I'm gonna need food and gas because I had to drive all the way here. Like, so she's like, I ain't got no money. But he's like, I pay child support. No, she's like, I need $50 a week or something like that extra on top of the child support. He's like, I paid child support already, so I need money. And she's basically saying, because I need gas, I need this. Because, like, she's moved out of the state at this point.
Yeah.
And it's like, what? Like, how are you trying to phone me for extra stuff? And you're just doing crazy stuff to me. Like, I'm like, we broke up.
Right.
But, like, you want to act all crazy and stuff like that.
Yeah, and so...
And I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, but, like...
Dude, that'll make me so hot. Like, first of all, like, you go sit here, messed up my phone, did now, and I jerk you up real quick. Like, you were, where was that energy at when you were tossing that phone? You were shook then. Exactly. Like, you were big and bad. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Man, yeah, no, I hate that. I hate the child support thing. It's like, bro, this is like, I'm with, like, I think, like, one state was talking about just, like, putting it, like, on a card. And you can only use that card for certain items. Like, and I was like Pampers and then, like, with school supplies, stuff like that. Yeah. I was like, yes, that's exactly what that is. Because I don't need to be sending you money and then you go do what you got to do with it and then give my son what trickles down.
Yeah,
I told my mom that one time because, like, my dad had to pay child support. Yeah. I remember I asked for something and she was like, no, I got to wait for that. I was like, well, he's sending you this. What you mean? You're waiting for this? This seems like a small amount of what I'm asking for. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a $60 game. I ain't got money for that. He's sending you like $500 a month. What's $60 to you? She got so mad at me, but I was like, that ain't legit. She's like, I can't, because how do I look asking my dad to buy me a game or buy me for something when he's sending you this much? You know what I'm saying? Like, how does that look? You know, that looks ridiculous. And then my dad told me, he was like, the court told him anything that he gives me extra that's not included child support is considered a gift. So he was already paying child support. I don't know how much he was paying at the time. Say he was paying like $500 something a month.
Yeah.
When he would buy me, like, out of his pocket, clothes, shoes, stuff like that, the court would consider that a gift. Like, so my dad would say, like, basically, he didn't have to buy me those things. He didn't have to buy me clothes, stuff like that. The court was considering it as a gift. That was his gift to me, because he was telling the court, like, well, I bought him clothes, I bought him shoes, I bought him school supplies, you know, this. But that's all considered a gift, because you already sent your money to him.
Yeah.
And so he was like, so really, I don't got to do this stuff. He said, really, I don't have to do this stuff. That's what they told me. It's a gift.
To be honest, that makes sense. I didn't know exactly how it worked, but yeah,
court considered it a gift. But it's not fair, because it's like, what you mean that's a gift?
Yeah.
Like, I'm buying him clothes and stuff too. So then I hate when people be like, oh, you're not supporting your kid. This is this. I'm sending you $500 a month. Anything else I do, the court just considered a gift. It means, you know what I'm saying? Mm. So, like, really, I don't have to do much because I've sent you the $500. Like, what, you want more from me? Why? Because the court, that's coming out of my actual pocket. Imagine, you know how much we get paid. Imagine $500 a month out, and then you still want me to take the kid and do more stuff. You get $500 out of me already. Yeah. Like, that's my car note. And I still have to, like, just how she has to, like, live and stuff like that. I still have bills to pay. Exactly. I can't support three people, you know? Like, I can't support two grown adults and a child.
But, actually, because I was going to make a point about, like, back in the day, like, people used to do that, though. Like, a man used to be, like, the breadwinner. And then, like, the woman, like, I guess the woman used to look after the child, and then the child obviously.
Right, but it's like, we're together. Well. And yeah, so, like, that $500 is going to that kid and everything. But it's like, now it's not like, all right, you get $500. That's for him.
Yeah.
All right, but now you ask me for an extra $120 for him, and then I'm because you pay your bills and stuff like that. But then I'm over here in a separate household, and I have to pay my bills. I have to get my car. I have to do this and stuff. But then you want money for your gas because you got to take him to school. You got to take him this and that. And you go, oh, daycare. You need extra money for daycare. But I just sent you $500. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like so much. Like, I don't have but so much money because, like, the court is $500 for certain people, but it's really off of your, like, income.
Exactly.
Stuff like that. So it's like, well, I only have this much. You know what I'm saying? Like, once taxes come out, this and this, you get yours, you get that. I still got to live. Like, that's why I don't like, you using money for your... No, you need the help, too. You got to... I can't do... I applaud those people back in the day that had two families. And, like, they were both, like, different houses. And you pay, look, I applaud you because I don't know how you're doing that.
You know, because I was watching something the other day about, like, basically since, like, the 70s, real wages have gone down. So, like, people used to be able to afford to manage that stuff. Like, so that's the difference now. Like, basically, the money just doesn't go as far nowadays. So
it don't. $20 go like that. $50 go like that. What's $100 now? Nothing.
That ain't nothing. Like, actually, you're talking about $100. Amazon just took my money for Amazon Prime, but I thought I cancelled it, like...
Well, you don't even call them, though. They'll get it back to you.
That's what I'm about to do for you, because I looked at my credit card thing. I'm like,
that hurts.
Why is this $100?
That hurts the most.
Bro?
That hurts the most. I got that one time. I said, whoa. Yeah, I do not want that. She's like, okay, well, we'll cancel this. And I was like, yeah, thank you. Like,
exactly.
No, real talk, Xbox is trying to scam me. They really... Because, like, I bought an Xbox, right?
Yeah.
And it came with a code for, like, free... Xbox Live for 3 months, right? But you have to put auto pay for it to go through. So they want me to forget to do that. I was like, y'all are purposely trying to get money off of me forgetting that I forgot to take auto pay off. So after that 3 months, which I, you know, of course I'm going to forget in 3 months. And so you go, like,
exactly,
like, of course I'm going to forget, but it just blew me that they weren't going to let me click it until I said, turn auto pay off. Like, I couldn't turn auto pay off and still do the 3 months free trial. I had to say, yeah, I want auto pay. It's like, y'all are betting on me forgetting. Like, that's trifling.
Yeah, it's not the opt-out system. It's like in certain countries, they say like 3% of people in the US like opt in to get, like, when you die, like, take your organs. But they say, like, in other countries, like 98% people are, like, opted in. But it's because they have an opt-out system. So you actually have to use energy to say that you don't want it. So it's like, that's what basically Xbox is trying to do.
Yeah.
They're trying to make you have to.
These companies are so sneaky, man. And I mean, they're doing it right, because I making phone calls and stuff like that, like me using energy to do that, as
like
something.
Exactly, right.
Like, smart.
And the thing is, Amazon, like, raised the price of Prime. It used to be $99 a year, but now it's $120. And, like, they told me, like, months ago about it, but, like, that's months ago.
Right,
like, that's
yeah.
Why I literally just forgot about it, because I was going to say, I don't want to pay the extra $20.
Yeah, they're so sneaky. I was just talking to my friends yesterday, I think, or like, yeah, like how Instagram, I was watching a podcast, and this dude was breaking out how Instagram holds back likes. So basically, like, say you post a picture, right? Because, like, he'll say that when you get on Instagram, what you want to see? You want to see someone like your picture, right?
Yeah.
So what Instagram does, say you post a picture, you got 50 likes, right? They hold back those likes. So every time you get on, it alerts you that you got likes.
Wow.
So you get 50. Say you posted it, right? And in 2 hours, you got 50 likes.
Yeah.
Well, they spread that out. They sprinkle it down to you. So every time you get on, You got likes. Your picture popping. But you been at those likes. Yeah, I like that picture like a while ago. But you just not getting it because they're holding back likes. So every time you get on there, oh, I got a like. I got because it makes you feel good. Because you don't want to hop on Instagram and your picture ain't popping.
Yeah, like, yeah. Because they do say, like, most of the engagement comes from the first, like, 20 minutes of, like,
you right.
posting it. So after, so, wow. I think, wow, that's a smart strategy.
Yeah, I was like, bro, that's genius. Like, these companies, man, I think, sometimes I feel like, companies are so smart and people behind them are so smart. And I wish like energy just got put in like stuff like that. So like, bro, I told you like about racism. I was like, racism, like, or if racists just put their energy in technology and stuff like that, we would be so far advanced because they do so much stuff. They're so it's smart. It's bad. It's wrong, of course, but it's so smart at what they're doing. So, bro, y'all just transfer this energy into something. Like, you ever seen like that kid who's like always doing trouble stuff and this and this? But it's like, bro, if you just like transfer that energy that you're putting into like drug dealing and stuff like that into something constructive. You know how like I think J. Cole said it too, it's like if people of guys took just as much energy as like chasing women as into like something like books and stuff like that, y'all would be like all smart, rich and stuff like that. Like if you put so much energy into like something constructive, we would be so far ahead.
Like that's why they say where your energy goes, I mean where your focus goes, your energy flows, and like you put it into the right thing.
Yeah, cause I was like, bro, like, and I think like I like stuff like monopolies and stuff like that. Like, I think I always think wherever I see a rule, I think like, how did that, like, who did this to where that's a rule now? So I think like monopolies. I was watching like people that like the builders of America and stuff like that, and it was like, Ford and Rockefeller and all them guys. And it's like this dude Rockefeller was like buying stuff and then like making it to where like he owned all that. And it's like you can't do that because like you can raise prices and who can fight you on it. Yeah. And I said, look, it's a bad thing, monopolies. But he was so smart at executing that. I was like, if he just took that energy and put it somewhere else instead of his own personal greed, then we would have been like, we would be so far advanced.
It's like Amazon to me. Amazon becoming a monopoly if it isn't already, honestly, because
it's getting crazy.
It is, like, but it's like, when I think about it, even though Amazon is kind of a monopoly right now, it's actually beneficial to us, because you think about, like, the way it's changed, like, the landscape of, like, the prices, like, it's kept prices so low.
Yeah.
And we're so used to, you know, getting things quickly, shipped quickly and things like that. Like, it's actually good for us right now.
But see, I think, like, flip side, Amazon's eliminated a lot of competition. So right now, it's like, prices are so low. But some companies can't keep up with the prices being that low.
Yeah,
so then you eliminate competition. So then eventually, Amazon could start bumping prices. And who would be there to stop them?
Wow, I feel like the government does need to break them up.
You know, you see what I'm saying? Like, Toys R Us is getting closed because everyone's buying Toys on Amazon.
But that was also bad management at the same time.
True, right. But it's like, but it's the same thing. It's like, well, it's kind of like, I don't know if you see The Office.
Yeah.
You see The Office, like, when Michael and them, like, they branch off to Michael Scott's paper company.
His
prices are so low that Dunder Mifflin can't really afford to do that, right? But at the same time, Michael and them can't afford to keep offering prices that low. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, kind of like that balance of, like, we could keep it that low and our competitors can't, but at the same time, we can't sustain.
He's gonna, last longer.
So, like, yeah, so it's, like, Toys R Us, like, we could keep dropping our prices low, but then, like, how are we going to sustain? Because we need that. Amazon is shipping, like, it's like, we need that. So, like, Best Buy is closed, H.H. Gregg, big, like, all these places are closing because they can't afford to keep their prices that low. So, eventually, I feel like they're going to keep getting eliminated. This is going to be Walmart, Amazon's. And at that point, they can price battle all they want. And it's like then what?
Like I was saying, that's what I say. I don't feel like it's a monopoly just yet, because it's like, you know, we still got other places to go to, but it's like, it's getting to a point where it will be eventually, but it's like right now, it's kind of beneficial as a consumer.
Yeah, like I worked at Radio Shack. Whatever we told them, we don't have nothing. I just go to Amazon, or I'll go to Walmart.
It's true. I start going to a lot of those type of stores.
Yeah,
just because
Amazon
was always cheaper, like.
It's like, it's this much on Amazon. Well, then go there, man. I hate what companies used to tell me that, by the way. I hate when they like, it's cheaper on Amazon or it's cheaper at Walmart. Bro, then go there. Look, I've told some people it's cheaper over there because we stay like, our shop was right across from Walmart. So you think it's cheaper than Walmart? Probably. Because like, Walmart can't afford to have those prices that low. Radio Shack, a smaller company, they have to have their prices increase because they got to sustain. And it's like, I remember like Radio Shack's like thing was, but we're more of a home environment than Walmart. So you go to Walmart, you kind of, you know, the store's kind of big, and you can sometimes you can never find help. You gotta look for stuff. But so you come in and people don't really know, the people don't know what they're talking about. They just got some dude just graduated high school. He's looking for a job. He has no clue about electronics, you know. He just here for a check. So when you get go to Radio Shack, it's supposed to be like a specialized experience, you know. Like maybe I didn't know that much about car stuff or my boss here. My boss knew about all that type of stuff. Or I knew a lot about music stuff. So it's like you get a specialized appearance. I'm sitting here talking to you. I'm gonna walk you through the store. This is that. Like that was our selling point, but it's only so long that you could. People are gonna trade that for that. Yeah.
Most people are gonna need you before to buy something.
Yeah, like oh, he was so nice to me, but this is $5 less over here. Like, what you go? What you go pick? I like it was this lady. Like, think about customer service. There's a lady back in like Carrollton where I went to school. She it was a Chinese restaurant. Her customer service awful. Her food was amazing. It was another place. Customer service was pretty good. Wasn't nothing bad. I don't like their food. I went to the lady whose customer service was bad. I could tell you being crappy. This food's that delicious. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it was reasonable prices. All right, fine. She got a little attitude. So be it. Just give me my hot and spicy chicken. We good. Like, yeah, but some people think, oh, she ain't going to get an attitude. Me, I'll go spend my money elsewhere. But I was like, I care more about quality. So if it's better or if it's cheaper, I'll deal with someone have a worse attitude with me or something like that. Or me having not go further, I would go further, but like maybe like just like the environment. You know, so I like Waffle House. Waffle House ain't the best experience, you know, than some 5-star restaurant, but it's cheaper than a lot of restaurants.
Like, you know what? No, I was talking to this with my friend the other day. It's actually quite funny that he brought, this is the third time I've had a conversation about Waffle House, but it's like
it's Georgia, man.
We're talking about how, like the places that look that just don't seem like the cleanest or like the best place, like they typically have like better food.
Yeah,
like it's kind of like when it's like it's almost it's like a theory we have now. It's like the worse it looks, the better food.
So what you gotta so what was cause it was a place so it came out that like it was a health inspection or Waffle House and it failed or something like that, and some dude was like, yeah, I know it failed. That's why I'm still up in here. We don't care. He said, man, if you walk into the Waffle House and your feet don't stick to the ground, right. It's not going to be good.
That's actually fact.
He said, I want the cook to be a felon. I want him, because he cooking my eggs with fear. He don't want to go back in. He's got to be good. I see. He said, shawty on her third shift. She want my food to get quick. She ready for me to go. It's like you get that experience. Tell us so it's not right. Good. I know it's not.
Like,
you know, yeah, like what? Okay, y'all said that like that was news or something. I saw that and I said, okay, and okay. What then, now what?
Exactly, like
you said that to say what? Right, yeah, I wish they would. Exactly. It's Georgia, man.
Like, that's how I feel though, for real, because me and my friend used to go kickboxing, right?
Okay.
And then, so, afterwards, there was an IHOP right next, because it was in the morning, so we used to go before breakfast. So, we used to go to IHOP after. And then, like, one day, IHOP was, like, packed, so it was like, we end up sitting down for, like, 45 minutes, just, like, waiting for a seat. So, but there was a Waffle House right across the street, and we was like, but, like, because we was hungry, so we went across there anyway. And then, like, we went in there. And, like, we got the food now, and it was, like, way better than the IHOP that we've been going to for, like,
yeah, bro, Waffle House. Waffle House is amazing, man. I don't know if it's Atlanta or me, but I always tell people, I like Waffle House way better than IHOP. Like, I don't care about being nicer or cleaner or something like this. Like, I just enjoy Waffle House. Like all I need, like, I told my friend, all I need, if I had to pick two restaurants, like, just for the rest of my life, is Chick-fil-A and Waffle House. Just give me those two.
Bro, you're definitely a Southern
Yeah, bro, like, just give me Chick-fil-A and Waffle House. I'll be straight. I don't need all these other places. I like Popeyes, I like Chipotle, I like, just give me a Chick-fil-A and a Waffle House. I'll be straight, I'll figure it out from there. Chick-fil-A got me.
You got breakfast, right? Like, good breakfast, and like, I guess Waffle
House. Waffle House serve lunch and stuff too. I got a big variety of stuff. Chick-fil-A breakfast is good, their lunch is good. I'm good, I'm straight. I can eat both of those for the rest of my life and I'll be alright. They got salads and stuff, I'm straight. I don't think Waffle House salad. I wouldn't even order a salad at Waffle House. I don't know, but I just couldn't imagine that at all.
No, I think that's one
thing. It'd be like the only greasy salad I've ever had. Like, what is this? Well, y'all put this on the grill? what did y'all do?
Like fried salad. I don't know. Like, yeah.
Some hash browns in my salad. Did y'all got it right there next to the bacon? Who was teaching y'all how to prepare a salad?
Yeah, that's not like Waffle House. Like, what is it, Waffle House? girls be popping off for real.
Yeah, definitely.
Just don't go there after like 11 o'clock at night.
Why is that?
Because one time I went in there, yeah, me and my girlfriend went in there after work, and it was almost 12 actually. And bro, like, why did police end up having to come? Like,
oh man, nah. See, that's the time you want to go if you want to go, because like,
was active, but yeah, I was scared, exactly.
If you want food and entertainment, Waffle House after hours is where it needs to be. Like, that's, I feel like that should be like there. I feel like Waffle House isn't taking advantage of their market and stuff. Like, y'all are the spot at 11, 12. Ain't nothing open but y'all. It's the most entertaining place ever.
True. Like, but like, cause you know it's crazy. Cause I was saying like, bro, I don't like going to Waffle House after a certain time. Cause like, I kept seeing it on the news. It was like literally something was on the news about it like 2 days before. But I was just hungry, and then like, yeah, like legit, like these girls like fighting and shit in the Waffle House, and like, yeah, bro, people had to come from the from behind the counter, like come like.
I've seen instances where they had to fight, where they fought, like the workers was fighting.
That's,
like,
that's exactly what I was gonna say. Like, they ended up joining in, and then like it got crazy. And shit.
That's what I'm saying, man. Waffle House and McDonald's after hours. Oh, this is the best thing. Like, you just see what, like, what's popping off. Like,
right, like, yeah, it's actually cheap.
Yeah, man, food and entertainment.
I just want to go to bed, man. Like, but Burger King, I remember one time I went there after hours. It sounded like I'd just be eating out after hours. Well, I get hungry, so sometimes right. I'm hungry, but
I just take it to the crib.
true, yeah. But no, I didn't stay there. It was just like, we was waiting in the car, and we was gonna pull up, like. We went to one Burger King, but like, what did they say? They were out of what we wanted. So like, there was another one down the street, so we went there. And then like, we was like fifth in the line, right? And like, as soon as we got up to the counter, well, not counter, but you know, the drive-thru window, she was like, oh, we're closed. Bruh, I was like,
funny.
Like, I was so vexed. Like, I didn't know what to do. Like,
funny thing about that, I remember like watching like Chris Tucker stand up, and he was talking like about the drive through windows, and he said he hates that there's two of them. And he was like, so it's like, he gave the person their food, so you got to drop up. You give the money. You give the first person your money, yeah. And you go for your food. He was like, no, bring me my food here. And she was like, nah, you got to go to the next window for your food. No. Bring it here. So that could be a whole nother restaurant up there. Get my food right here. It's like, her, it's like, sir, you're holding up the line. You're holding up the line. Just bring my food back here. Just give my food. It's like, go. Just give my food. Like, but funny you said, like, they was awesome. I've had incidents where my grandma was so mad. The KFC, right? Kentucky Fried Chicken, right? They told her they were out of chicken. And she was so hot. She said, how is KFC out of chicken? Like, certain things you just shouldn't be like. I remember, like, I worked at Hardee's, and we were out of fries. We didn't have no fries, which I thought was weird. I was like, how y'all run out of, y'all fast food, right? Like, everything comes, every meal comes with fries. Y'all should have just as many, like, as burgers. Like, y'all like, you know how we overstocked on burgers? That's how it should be with fries. Every meal comes with fries. They literally had to go across the street to like the Food Depot and buy like the fries that, you know, like just regular people buy. And we had to make those. Like, I was like, y'all, that's, this is trifling. Like, y'all just.
Exactly, like you run out of fries. Run out of chicken.
Funny story about me at the Hardee's. So we had to like restock. Like, we had to like, so the new produce would come in. So what you had to do is you had to move all the old produce to the forward and put the new produce in.
Yeah.
I've only did it once. And I told myself, it was tomatoes. It was way too many tomatoes. I don't know why they ordered so many. I said, I'm not going to keep moving all this stuff. So I look like, I put like a few boxes in the front and some of them in the back. So that my friend at the time, he always does restock at the time. So he went back and it was a whole bunch of rotten tomatoes. I was like, who put these tomatoes in the back? And they didn't know it was me because I only did it once. I was like, and that was weeks later, because you think about when he went back and didn't restock. So that was weeks later. I was like, who did this? So they had thrown like 2-3 boxes of tomatoes because I had put them to back. So, bro, now they know. Don't put me on restock. I wasn't going to keep moving all those tomatoes. There was a lot of tomatoes. I was like, why are you even having this many tomatoes? Many. Yeah. So they knew then not to keep putting me on it.
Out here trying to waste food.
But, so I figured out an interesting thing. So okay. On Twitter lately, it's so funny. That's why I think it would be so hilarious if we did add a girl to the dynamic. So it's so funny. So Twitter has a thing called I still beat. So basically, I don't know if you be on social media, but girls are always talking about how guys ain't this or ain't that. They're talking trash, right? Yeah. And so now the guy's reply is, I still beat. So it's like, I still hit though, you know, like I still smashed. So it's like, like girls on Twitter be like, y'all dudes be lasting this long, or is that it's short, or this, and the dude was like, I still beat though. Yeah, like, or he still hit though, so what you, like, what are we talking about? So then, like, it started going more and more, and so girls, you know, as they do, they try to fight it. They try to fight this, they try to think of different ways to counteract the I still beat, and that's hilarious. So they be like, yeah, you still beat, but it wasn't that long, and then people reply, I still beat though. And it's like, yeah, and it's like, yeah, you did it, but it was small. I still beat though. And it's like, yeah, you did it, but you had to spend money on me, and this and this. I still beat though. And so I just find it, it's so funny. It's so funny because it's been happening like all the time when girls try to like fight it, and it's like, yeah, you still beat, but can you do it again? It doesn't matter. I did it though. And then they start quoting Future. It's like, Future said, even if I hit you once, you're part of my collection. And Drake said, I just need to know what it's like, so one time is fine with me. And so it's like they keep trying to fight it. So I told my friend about it, the one who wants to join the podcast.
It's still recording.
So the one who wants to join the podcast, she said,
let me just check so we don't have no problems. Because I can edit this part out anyway. It still looks like it is, though. Oh, yeah, it's still going.
Okay, so yeah, so the one who wants to join the podcast, I was telling her about the I Still Beat thing. I'd be sending her different tweets about it. It's like hilarious. Like, guys, we finally got to come back. That's it. We won. And so she hates it. She absolutely hates it. She gets so mad. And she, I feel like in her spare time, she tries to think of ways to beat it. So, of course, I'm not in a relationship, right? So I can't tell that to any girl right now. So I text her boyfriend. I say, yo, I need you to do me a favor. He was like, yo, what's up? I said, look, I know you don't be on social media like that, so I'm going to send you some stuff to give you background into my favor. So I sent him a whole bunch of I Still Beat memes and stuff. And so then he started dying laughing. I said, alright, so now that you understand, I need you to, when she gets mad at you next time, to tell her I still beat her. And he's like, bro, she's gonna be so mad. I said, I know, it's gonna be hilarious. He said, alright, I got you. I said, alright, bet. So he texts me like the next day or so. He said, yo, I did it. She got so mad at me, she didn't even say nothing. She just stared. Like, she said, like, he said it to her, like, in person. Yeah, he said she got so mad. She just stared. She didn't say nothing at all. Just looked at him, just. I was like, bro, I wish I was there to see her do that. Like, I think it's so funny. The girls will just keep trying to fight it. And so, yeah, they keep trying, but it's like, we just keep telling them, it's like, still be. So, this whole Nicki and Safari thing. That's what Nicki and Safari thing is, like, all Safari gotta say is, I still beat. That's it. That is his whole argument. It's like, you were stealing from me, and you stole my credit cards, and you was trying to get back at me. I still beat, regardless of what you're talking about. Like, are you a lame? You be saying my name. I still beat. I don't know what you're talking about. I still beat. Like, I think that's just I don't know why it took us so long
to figure that out.
To get it. Yeah. But I told that's what my friend said. She said, see how long it took y'all? I said, look, diamonds take time. This is a flawless comeback. There's no way around it. No matter what you say to me, that's the comeback. And there's nothing.
Unless you really didn't, but then.
Like, right, yeah, unless you didn't.
Then, yeah.
Yeah, but other than that, it's flawless. There's nothing they can say. And I'm just like, I love it. I love it. I love it. I'm all here for my kings out here winning, man.
It's like the one, what do you call it? The one liners.
Like, you know, like, whoever came off, like, your mama has a, like, a comeback. Like, yeah, you dirty. Your mama. And it's like, oh, like, the first person to say that.
But then that became lame, though, eventually.
Yeah, right.
You got used out too much.
You're right, yeah, but I don't think that could happen when I still beat. Because I told my friend, as long as girls keep talking trash, which will be forever, then I still beat is right there. It's just right there in the cuz. Like, you arguing with her, this is, yeah. And then you just click, wait. I still be like, what we arguing about, you know? Like, at the end of the day, I still got what I came to get. No matter how I obtained it, no matter if you, oh, I only did it because you allowed me. I still did it. That's what like a lot of girls saying. Yeah, you beat, but it's only because I allowed you to beat. Like, but I still did it. I don't understand. So yeah, we add a girl to the dynamic, and it is like just mad at me the whole pod. She didn't say anything. Yeah, we add my friend, add your girl, they just mad at me. So now, matter of fact, don't even edit this out. Like, do a special version for your girl. So she doesn't see me in a negative light. Everything I said, they may upset the women.
This will actually be the first podcast.
Yeah, just hear that one. When we're just talking about music and sports and stuff. He said, what about child support? Mel, you gotta stop hanging out with him.
Like, yeah. No more podcast.
Yeah. That's it. This is your American friend. Yeah, all your UK teams, this is your American friend.
In the UK, I don't think the child support works exactly. No, it doesn't.
Really?
That's why I always said, like, no one can really ever put me on child support because I can go back home. be a ghost.
Yeah, just go like, Honor, he just dipped out on me. Because
I heard if you go on child support, they take away your passport or something like that.
Huh? You said, oh, really?
Like, it's like, I think, yeah, you can't travel.
Is it if you're just on it or like if you're late on it?
I think if you're late.
They'll take away your license type thing.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's so stupid. I think stuff like, remember I told you last week, I think it's dumb that if I come late to school, I get a detention.
Yeah,
if I just don't show up, I don't get nothing. I think it's the same with stuff like that. So, okay, I was late on my child support, right? So then you're going to take away my license. So now I can't get to a job. Yeah. So what you think is going to happen now? I'm going to be late again. I couldn't, like with banks, when you don't have enough money in your account,
and something takes out,
and so they charge you like, say like, yeah, say like it was just $2 extra, but an overdraft fee is $50. Whoa, I just was $2 short. Now you think I can cover $52? Like, what do you think is going
to
happen?
Yeah, that's what I used to think about, like credit cards and stuff. Right?
Yeah.
If you make a late payment or something, like they charge you extra on top. Like the interest that you already have to pay, and then charge you another fee on top of that.
I thought like, so. Like, I had an apartment where if your rent late, it's $50 extra. Fam. What you think I just like wasn't gonna pay you? I had to save the money up. So why are you charging me an extra $50? So now I was late because I had to save the money up. Now I gotta somehow get $50 more or 100, some of it's like $100 more. So I'm like, fam, I was struggling to get to this. And now you're gonna say, oh, you were late, extra 100. Like, what are you doing? Like,
yeah, I think that's why like they say like for poor people. It's hard for them to get out of certain situations.
Yeah.
It's like, you get, it like compounds and you get into a deeper hole each time, like, crazy.
Yeah, it's like, that's how I just hate stuff like that, because, like, you're basically just going to be working until you're dead.
Exactly.
Like, that's basically what happens. You just keep working because you kind of keep doing this, keep doing that, keep doing that. I got a car, right? I was recently bought the car. And so, like, I remember, like, just being in, like, the office when they were going over, like, the bills and stuff for it. And, like, my mom was like, you okay? Because, like, I was, like, had, like, a dead look on my face. Like, I was, just, like, I was zoned out because, like, in my mind, I was trying to compute all this money that had to be spent.
Yeah,
and I was like, I gotta work to keep this up. And so, like, I was thinking, like, bro, dang, this is, like, you know, like, it's like, maybe that'd be, like, a lot of money to, you know, every other people, you know, but, like, I'm seasonal, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just came out of college, like, and now you tell me, like, I gotta somehow do this every month, and for, like, I think I'm signed up for, like, 2 years or so, and so it's, like, I'm just, you know, like, I ain't never had this type of responsibility. I'm saying, like, yo, this is crazy, and then, so, while I was talking to my stepmom about it, she was just, like, yeah, it's, like, you signed your whole life away, huh? I said, basically, because I'm, like, I gotta pay for this car, and then she's, like, she was, like, yeah, wait till you buy a house. And it's really gonna feel like you just took your life, like you just slide jumped out of this. This is my life now, because now you're working to pay this house off, you know. And it's, I was like, so every time I get in that car, I think to myself, was it worth it? Like, because when I be at work, and I be like, man, I just want to quit. I hate it out here. And I think to myself, but you got that car, and it's just like, you got that car. You can't quit. I can't do nothing until I pay that car off. So I feel like that's how people get stuck too, like in like the situation they don't want to be in, cause like, well, I can't move how I want, cause I got this. You know, I feel like people out there.
You got certain obligations, but I realized in America, cause I was actually talking to my dad about this, and I was like, in America, there's a lot of it seems like expectations here are different. Like, you kind of expected to get like a certain standard of
living. Definitely.
So like that also can like drive you to do things where you kind of force yourself in a corner situation.
Clearly, I need to move to London. I've only heard bad things about you guys, like, leaving the
What, the EU?
Yeah, a lot of time I've heard bad stuff about what's going on over there. But other than that, I've been. How you making it seem like?
It's not all rosy, but it's like it's just a different.
Right.
Style. I mean, it's not that far away from America, but it's like.
I guess every place has its good and bad spots. Yeah, got its pros and cons. But it seems like y'all pros a little bit better than over here. Because, like, yeah, over here, it's like you. Like, I try my best not to, like, go by expectations and stuff like that. Because I don't have time to be trying to keep up with everybody and everything. But it's like a certain thing. Like, people, like, you feel like. I feel this way all the time. It's like you feel like you need to be a certain place at a certain time in your life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, which is not really the case. Because I'm 22, right? But my mom sometimes be thinking, like, bro, I got to figure this out quick. Mm. Like, my life, you know, like, stuff's happening. I'm not even 30 yet, you know? And so, if you check, like, but I feel like social media plays a part of that, too. It's like, if you check Twitter, Instagram, you see all these young people, like, rappers and athletes, or just these young people, like, flexing. They got money. They just bought this. They just bought that. So, you look at it, it's like, well, I gotta do that. And it's like, even, like, on a small level, I was telling my friends, like, people, they always tell you, like, don't compete with other people, you know. But I said, even, like, on a small level, like, when I was going to school, like, people I know, or, like, people in my age group, that's, like, in my, like, range, tax-wise, like, not rappers, just, like, regular people, I see these people doing, like, such amazing stuff on Twitter, like, some will pop up, like, hey, I just got my first job doing this, and it's at, like, some big company somewhere, or... I did a degree in mass communications, and I see some girl, she just got a job at ESPN. That's her first job. Wow. And it's like, well, what am I doing? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, but yeah. So you get that mindset. It's like you gotta, I gotta figure this out.
Yeah. That's why I don't really be on social media that much, because like you're saying, like, you always see everyone looks like they're living their best life all the time. And even though it's not really necessarily reality of it, like, obviously they're doing other things in between that time, but it's like, you see the highlight reel of their life, so it's like, you feel like, oh, I need to be doing
this. In my mind, I know that's a highlight reel, but I was like, well, my highlight reel look like they highlight reel. You know, like, so I was like, I gotta do this, I gotta do that, and so that's why I thought, I don't ever, like, think, like, shoot, I gotta go find a way to finance me a Mercedes or something like that. Like, I try to live, like, just try to work on me, but it's kind of hard, like, so think, like, bro, like, I really be thinking, like, yo, I gotta figure this out, like, quick. And, like, everyone's asking, what you doing after college? What you gonna do? This is, like, you gotta figure this out.
You just met that.
Right, yeah, it's like, I haven't got time. I don't know what the next step is. Like, I keep trying to, like, I'm not even 30 yet. Like, give me a minute. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just 4 years ago, I was graduating high school. Like, I had to go to school for 8 hours. Like, just now, I just got out of college. Like, give me a minute before I figure out this whole adult thing. Like, I gotta figure it out. Like, just how everyone else had to figure it out. I gotta sit here. Like, my mom, tell you, maybe even the same day, or at least I know the day after, she was hitting me like, all right, what's next? We're gonna do graduate school? Where you gonna do graduate school at? This is, what's that degree gonna be here? This is just like, yo, let me chill out.
Yeah, like, for a couple of days.
Yeah, like, I was like, bro, like, because you go to school, and I have another thing about school I really don't like when it comes to, like, college and stuff. I always tell people, I feel like I'm rambling now, but I feel like with school, a lot of people get worried when they go to college about picking their degree, and like they try to hurry up and pick what they want to study, right? And sometimes they rush into something, maybe because their parents want them to do that or something like that. So they rush into that, or maybe because they looked online and that thing, that major makes the most money and stuff like that. And then like I hate, because like in high school, I feel like we don't put enough attention into stuff like that, like focus on what you want to do for like the rest of your life. But then I say it's also kind of a crappy situation that basically I picked my major, right, off of my interest at 17.
Exactly.
I didn't live life. I didn't know what life was like. Definitely. So I picked my major at 17, which is something I was interested in, but 20 years from now, I may not have no interest in what 17-year-old me was interested in, you know, because 17-year-old me, he was going off of his interest at 16, 15, 14, 13, 11, you know what I'm saying? I feel like it's so crazy that I have to basically set my whole life on child me. And I was like, and then like, now y'all rushing me into this and that. And it's like, well, I was making decisions as a child. This is going to affect me 20 years from now. I feel like school won't put enough attention to that. Like, you know, like, they just sat us down like 11th, 12th grade and asked us like, okay, well, what y'all want to do? And then you got to go, well, I like to draw, so maybe I'll do art. And then 10 years from now, you don't even pick up a paintbrush. Yeah, you don't even pick up a color brush. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that's so messed up. I don't know how we can fix that. But I was like, we gotta focus more. Like, you gotta like instill, like, you know, because this outside, like, think about someone who does like an art thing, right? And then they get out here and it's not what they expect for, just like it is. I hate to say it, like, job market may not be open for them like that, but that's maybe their passion.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it may not have been. But they in their third year of college. To switch that major would be you do it at another two or three more years. Yeah. So now you got this degree in art because, well, high school, we like to, like, art class. Yeah. It's so crafty and stuff like that. Like, we get so rushed into picking these decisions that's going to affect our whole life. So now I'm over here sitting here like, man, I wish I would have thought about doing this then. You know, like.
So. Yeah, that's right. Like, I was always thinking about, like, it's better if you can expand your experiences as much as you can, as possibly can when you're younger, because then, like, you can get, like, more of an idea of, like, things that you like.
Yeah.
And like, just, like, maybe if you could just pick up little,
right,
like, things and just see, okay, I like that a little bit more. But even then, like you said, you still don't know if you're going to be interested in.
That's what I was telling my friend. She was so nervous. I was like, look, I said, it kind of sucks because, like, don't rush into picking your major. Because she was undecided. I was like, don't rush to pick your major. I said, because you go pick, like, don't pick something, like, off of your, like, pick something what you think you're going to want to do in the future, or think about something, like, now. Because, like, now you're 20. You know what I'm saying? You're like, you have a little bit more than what you're going off of. You know, so try to pick something now. Don't pick, like, well, in high school, I like math. And then, like that don't mean nothing. Like, so I hate that. I hate that so much.
Like, I heard about, like, in the Asian community, like, because we were talking about expectations just not too long ago, but, like,
yeah.
Apparently, actually, it's not even apparently, because I know, like, a couple of Asians where it's, like, a similar situation. Basically, they're not really rushed to, like, let's say move out.
Yeah.
Like, when you finish college, like, you might be expected to just move out
of your
family house. Like, they're not really expected to move out until
They're ready.
Like they can be literally married, because I know a lot of Asian people where they're like brothers and sisters are like married and still live with their parents,
yeah,
like their grandparents and stuff like that, because like their whole thing is like save until you can buy a house,
yeah,
and stuff and stuff like that. And right now you can contribute to the family more,
yeah,
because,
yeah,
you can still look after your parents and stuff,
definitely,
and grandparents as they get older anyway. So it's like it's more of a it's like still family oriented,
yeah,
and they don't mind if you stay, even like literally you move in with your wife, like, and like if you think about like in American households, for example, or even like just like regular British households, it's like,
mm-hmm,
you're not moving in with you,
like, yeah, nah, it's like you gotta like
having children here, like
you gotta get out, like you better figure this out. And that's, yeah, that's another thing, like, because like I look at you look and see like, oh, I just bought my first apartment, this is just like, dang, like what I'm doing, I'm still at the crib with my mom, like I gotta figure this out, so
yeah,
it's, like, so it's not right. And you, but yeah, it's like I say, you get rushed to doing that. Like in my mind, I gotta get out, like I gave myself 2 years with,
yeah,
my mom, I gotta figure it out at that point, you know. I guess like in maybe a different, if I was in a different situation, maybe I'm like, you know, I got time, let me figure this out.
Yeah.
But now my mom's thinking like 2 years,
yeah.
I gotta, you know, I gotta get an apartment, something, I gotta figure this out. But I thought it was so interesting, Ye was talking on the Jimmy Kimmel interview. I know you said you didn't watch it, but it's social media's going crazy about it. But he was talking, and one of the things he was talking about, I'm so mad because I feel like people weren't, they were, I feel like it was one part of the interview they were so focused on that they didn't watch the rest of it. So there, he was talking about like, we have so many history classes, right? Got like history before this, history this, American history, you know, world history, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then it's like, we need a future class. It's like where we instill like innovation, and we talk about like how things can be, stuff like that, and talk about like just simple things like checkbooks, taxes, you know, like how the real world is going to be,
yeah,
afterwards.
Like,
and I was like, thinking about like I learned about solar panels like back in like eighth grade or something like that, you know? It's like, that's something I should learn about, you know, maybe like because the technology wasn't necessarily there, you know, but like, that's stuff we should be learned about, like windmills and how those, you know, like stuff like that. Like we didn't learn about how to propel. We like I'm not saying like, you know, change the whole curriculum to where no more history class, but it's like just like we have so many different history classes. You learn so much about history, what's going, what happened. This is an
history
library.
Is history still important? Because like you gotta,
yeah,
know where you're from to know where you're going.
Yeah, I love history and stuff like that. But then when he said future class, like you're right, we need that. We need a class that's like gonna tell these kids about what's to come.
Possibly,
yeah,
to think outside,
yeah, how, what's to come for you and how you can contribute to that.
I always thought like the school system should fundamentally change from like, I think it should be quicker, if that makes sense, like basically so you can start doing, because there's some places where like children like certain private schools and stuff like that, where the children are learning like from like 6 years old what you would be doing in like when you're about 11, 12. Like,
okay.
I think it should be like fast forwarded, like almost. So like, and you can do college stuff in high school, and then like after that, you can, you basically have that knowledge already, so you can, and skill, and might skills from an earlier.
I got you.
And you can branch out. So it should be like, because I feel like we get babied too much in some level. I know obviously people progress at certain like,
yeah.
different like levels, but I feel like just by pushing it forward a little bit, like that will, because I feel like people kind of mold to their surroundings or what they're given. Like if you're not pushed, then you're not really gonna push yourself.
Exactly.
Like, there's no, if there's no pressure at all, then you're just gonna.
Yeah, that's why I blame all my teachers for my high school success.
Yeah.
No, it's their fault. I don't put none of blame on me. Y'all weren't pushing me.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I fully believe that, like, if you're not pushed and not, like, if you just not put, like, even, like, if you go to, even if, okay, even if it wasn't teachers, like, let's say you're in a class where it's, like, no one really cares, like, even if you do care,
yeah.
you're still not going to care as much if you was in a class where everyone's going full.
100%. Remember what I told you about my public speaking class?
Yeah, yeah.
Until, like,
yeah.
I got up there and I looked at the crowd and they didn't care. So I thought, well, why do I care?
Exactly.
And I just wrapped it up. I just got off the stage. Like, what am I up here for? I mean, I think, like, even, like Usain Bolt said, like, he would run faster if he had competition. And first of all, I thought that was an insult to everyone that was racing. But he was, like, basically, like, I want to run faster, but there's no one pushing me to do that.
Yeah, yeah. like, you
know, so he's like, yeah. Like, he's not, he was, like, basically, he just told me he could break as many records as he want, but ain't no one really push him, so he's coasting most of his time. But I always thought, like, I always thought, like, school should be, like, I feel like school doesn't do a good job of preparing you for the next level. So mm-hmm. I feel like elementary school don't do a good job of preparing you for middle school. Because it's such, like, sometimes it's a minor change, but it's a drastic change where, like, you're coming from K through 5, you one teacher, one classroom, she's teaching you all things. Now, all right, then you go to middle school, now it's, you got 5 teachers, you got a list of classes, stuff like that. And I feel like you got to, like, yeah, I feel like it's a better way to prepare people just for, like, the transition. Like, just far as environment, as well as, like, the curriculum. Like, when I went to high school and I went to college, totally different. And all the teachers were telling me, y'all can't do this in college, y'all can't do this. And it's like, no, I could do this, like I could do this in college. Like, yeah. Yeah, it's not gonna be the same. Like, y'all weren't doing me a good job. Y'all weren't doing a good, I remember, like, I used to write pretty good papers in high school. I get to college, the lady was tearing my papers apart. She said, y'all never learned MLA? Y'all didn't do this, this, and that? And I'm like, I don't know what none of that you talk about. Like, and, like, maybe it's this school system I was in, maybe different schools, they do this. Because, like I said, there were people in our class that were, like, they knew what they were doing. But sometimes I feel like they don't do a good job. I didn't know nothing about MLA until I got to college. And they were tearing my papers apart. Like, what is this? This is a comma spot. This is that. But, like, in high school, oh, I was writing papers all the time. Yeah, it's nothing. Like, so I feel like that's also a problem. I feel like they don't do a good job preparing you.
Yeah.
For the next level, like,
I don't feel like school really prepared you that well for real life in some sense.
No.
Because, like you said, I think maybe there should just be like a class where it's just like you learn real life everyday stuff.
Yeah.
Because, like, I feel like when you finish school, well, at least high school anyway, like, and you're 18, like, there's an expectation, like, we were just talking about, that you're an adult now.
Yeah.
And then, but, like, you don't really know adult stuff, like, you just kind of just been.
By the way,
I
hate that thing too. Like, once you're 18, you're an adult, right? And I always hate, like, this whole adult thing and not being an adult. Cause, like, y'all always say, like, people always say, yo, you gotta, you know, you're an adult now. You need to do something. Every time I do something, try to be an adult, gotta tell me I need to go get somebody. So, like, say, like, for example, like, renting a car.
Yeah.
I'm an adult, right? Cause I'm 22, right? So I'm over 18. I'm an adult, but I can't rent a car. So I'm 25 unless I have someone to co-sign with me.
I thought you could be from 21.
Nah, it's like you can do it if you're 20. You can do it if you're like above like a certain age, but you have to have someone with you co-sign. To co-sign. Until I get 25, then I don't need a co-sign. So it's like, why y'all keep telling me I need to be an adult, but then every time they're telling me I need to go get someone, you know, I need to go get an adult.
Like basically baby.
Yeah, I got an apartment for college. What I need a co-sign. I need a parent to sign on with me. I get a car. I didn't need a co-sign for my car, but that was a possibility. I was gonna have to get someone to sign on because I was too young. I wasn't old enough. I wasn't an adult. So, like, how am I at 18? How am I considered an adult, right? But everything y'all telling me, I didn't go get someone. I didn't go get a big person. Like my nephew, like, he got to go get someone who's, you know, big enough to go do what he's doing. That's what y'all telling me. So then I thought it was so funny when, like, I was taking this class and talking about interviews and stuff like that. And she was saying, y'all millennials, y'all rely too much on y'all parents. And she said one time a parent, someone brought, which I would never do, but someone, he says he had an interview with someone. like for a job, and the interviewee.
Don't tell me what.
Yeah, the interviewee, the person who was getting interviewed for the job, brought his mom up there.
Wow.
He brought his mom up there to the interview, and stuff like that. I was like, why did you bring your mom? I was like, you know, I just brought her, you know. I would never do that, but like, as far as I think of like, well, you know, this is a big step for me. Let me have my mom sit there. I hate when they say, oh, y'all, like, yeah. It's like, y'all, we get babied so much. Y'all keep babying me. Like, I hate that I had to go. It hurt me so bad to think, I got to get someone to co-sign with me with this car. Like, I was like, bro, let me be an adult. If I'm an adult, then let me be that.
You want the freedom now. Like,
Like, if you're going to say, if I'm considered that, then let me be that. But all these people telling me, oh, you need to go get someone else. I hate that.
I guess it's all about, like, I guess they want someone with experience or whatever, but...
It's so silly. I hate that. I hate when jobs tell you that you need work experience. Well, how am I supposed to get that if y'all don't hire me?
Yeah, you're not hiring me. Like, yeah, that makes no sense.
Y'all want someone who's young, but a whole bunch of work experience. I can't give you that. You can't have both. You can't have a 20-year-old with 10 years of work experience. That's not going to happen.
Like, yeah, bro, I've been doing this since I was, like, 9, bro.
Yeah, like, what? Oh, account balancing? Yeah, I got that. I was doing that. Nice. I was doing that in third grade. You good?
Exactly.
I work for my dad's firm. Here's some recommendations. Yeah, like, no, bro. Like, I'm here for you to let me, like, you know, give me that experience.
Yeah, that's interesting you say, like, the dad's firm thing. Because I was just thinking about, like, the way some people have advantages in life. Because some people just have that.
Yeah.
Like, when from, like, let's say... their parents were like, let's say you want to be a lawyer or something. Not a lawyer, let me think of something else. Like an accountant. Then.
Right.
Like, and your father was an accountant, and maybe his dad was an accountant, so your grandparents. And like, you say, okay, I'm going to be an accountant too. And like, you can go and work at the firm
at
the age of 15, 16, and you just have that major, like, advantage. Like, now you have experience.
Yeah, some people do have that advantage.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah. Like, that's how you start that whole, that's how people, the rich just keep getting richer. Of course he has that experience, because I didn't have that.
Yeah,
because
you got like a whole lineage of people, the moment you've been waiting for. Tristan, shout out.
Oh man. Whew.
Wait, hold up. It's the shout out time.
So the inaugural shout out was Drea. Of course, she will always be in my top five. And so I felt kind of bad though, because I felt like the inaugural should have been someone who introduced me to the world that is these IG women. So this week, I couldn't let another week go past. This week, I have to bring attention to the one that originally caught my eye, well, one of the two. The next week will be the next one, India Love. A.K.A. India Westbrook, A.K.A. one of the few women that's going to be my sister wife. Well, she's going to be part, you know, the sister wife, clan, her and a few others. And so, yeah, she really just introduced me to this wonderful world. You know, when you like someone and bring up suggestions of people who you may follow, just like imagine me following her. And then my eyes just got open. Because you're like, what is Instagram really but models and highlights? You know, that's really all they got. So they really need to be somehow thanking them. But until they do, I will every week. And so this week, it just had to be India. And whenever I get to that level of success, she'll be one of the first women I try to hit up. So yeah, I think this was a great pick, you know, kind of overdue. But yeah.